What shall we do in school today?
I learned how to spell my name.
S-A-T-I-R-E.
Put it all together and we think it spells...
Something awfully squishy.
It's a monster with a huge head and long tangly hair and one long gigantic arm.
And lollipops.
Candy!
No.
Yes.
No.
Listen, chump.
Whenever you hear this sound...
Your brain is full of shit.
With a polyethylene storage case that doubles as a base and a cutting board.
With all your junk hanging on it.
If you have time, let the children use finger paint.
Or sleeping bags.
I prefer to use my brain.
As you all know, you just can't.
Just what can you do?
Instead, this.
Part of the man's body, which we call the penis.
Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face. Don't stuff it in your face.
Down he'll go, and then I'll have him.
If I was the mailman, I'd be having your wife.
But when?
It happens every time you close the door.
Ask Jesus who the man is.
Gordon Shumway.
Well, we just happen to know them, and we'll guarantee that they'll be back on the job in the morning.
And he'll start by getting a good night's sleep.
With the love he felt for all the animals.
I was just dozing off, when suddenly...
Excuse me, miss.
That's no excuse. For your misconduct.
What about this?
Great new fragrance.
Do you know what made that sound?
My butt. It can communicate messages that can save lives.
His life has no value, and neither do we.
A message from Operation Lifesaver in this station.
That was stupid.
So's your face.
Who said his face looks just like mine?
After all, we might be monsters, but we are the same as you. We all have feelings like you.
Yeah.
Did you ever have the feeling that you'd like to be a...
coat rack?
I feel really stupid.
And so you are.
I feel fine.
You are nothing.
Are you trying to insult me?
I'm just trying to get your attention.
Right now, he wishes he'd taken just one less drink.
You happen to be drinking...
the all-vegetable laxative.
Drink some more...
fiber laxatives.
On the house.
Bitch, get the fuck out my house.
This is my house! Remember!
In fact, every kitchen should have...
a place where cats could talk and books could not.
Which one would you rather play with?
It's a tie between you and a several thousand-ton train.
Of as yet unidentified origins.
Tell me who you are.
This is Richard
Boner
Carlson.
I'm the manager of the supermarket.
And I've a story to tell you. It's about a curious place called...
the Church of Satan.
Haven't you ever wondered where it is?
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen it.
Have you seen any Martians?
We have seen their kind before.
Why are they on this earth?
Because with no gravity, it would fly all over.
Of course. All the neighborhood children like to watch that, too.
You know what's really fun is...
hitting other kids.
With every bullet so far.
It is no wonder they laughed at Noah and thought he was losing his senses.
Sorry, fellas. I lost my head.
Then it must be removed.
Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better.
Nothing makes you feel more invigorated and refreshed.
I never thought a tampon could be so great.
I never thought about that, Uncle Bill.
But there's one thing we do know.
Kids buy over $1 billion worth of
Pep Boys.
Stool softener.
A year.
We all know that. Right?
Everyone wants to know about
my testicles.
Looks kind of like a bowling ball I once had.
But if you really want to know, I'll explain it to you. But it's a long story.
This is a curious story about a little girl named
Marika Strata.
A furry creature studied the controls of his spaceship.
Green and full of pointy spikes.
Now I told you that this would be a curious story.
As he scanned his view screen, he heard a rumbling sound.
Whoa! Listen to my
butt.
Yikes! What's going on? Hey! Hey! I've lost control! Wait a minute! What's that up ahead?
I thought it was a fighter jet.
But it was just a garbage can.
Holy shit.
And he blinked his eyes in amazement as he saw
Johnny Mathis.
He was hurrying across the meadow, looking at his pocket watch and saying to himself,
there's some whores in this house.
He's in such a hurry, he must be going to a party.
If y'all want to party like us, let me hear say it.
I hate this place.
I'm going to the baker's to get some brown bread and buns.
I surely would like to go too.
You can't come in here.
And why not, young lady?
Because you ate somebody else's medicine
and crouched on the floor.
Until it's almost too late.
Now, she's about to slip out of her slip.
All your friends were interested.
Except Johnny Mathis.
He hopped across the brook and disappeared into a hollow tree.
Strange. Very strange.
She thought as she pushed her way into the hollow tree. And then she began to fall.
That's where you fell into a trap.
She smashed her whole brain
all over the floor.
And she
died of a crushed chest.
Ernie couldn't take it anymore.
That's it. I'm taking my business elsewhere.